Good morning. Temperatures across interior New York and New England held steady or even climbed a few degrees overnight, but many locations still waking up slightly below freezing, others in the lower to mid 30s. So we could have a few slick spots out there as a lot of low-level moisture remains in place in the form of fog or even some drizzle. The low-level moisture will be tough to scour out today, despite the fact that we will not have any significant areas of precipitation. We'll stick with mostly cloudy skies as temperatures continue to climb. And with the southerly breeze developing, readings will top out on average in the lower 40s this afternoon. At the same time, a weak front sliding through southern Canada may produce a few light rain, maybe a few snow showers across the St. Lawrence Valley for northernmost New York, the Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont through the second half of the day. Skies will remain cloudy and it will stay mild overnight tonight with lows back into the 30s. A storm system moving out of the deep south will head in our direction for the weekend. The storm will split into two parts, with a weaker low-pressure system sliding off the Delmarva Peninsula on Saturday. Right now, it looks like this system will be too far away to bring any significant precipitation to our region, but some rain showers are possible, especially south of I-84 on Saturday afternoon. High temperatures will be in the middle 40s. The second part of the storm, which appears to be stronger at this point, will move through on Sunday, and more of the region will have the risk of a few rain or snow showers on Sunday afternoon with highs in the middle and upper 30s. After this system clears the eastern seaboard, we'll watch another system dive in from the north and west on Monday. Skies will be mostly cloudy with the risk of a few rain and snow showers, followed by gusty winds and falling temperatures. With dry weather through the middle of next week, highs will be back into the upper 20s and lower 30s on Tuesday and Wednesday, climbing back toward 40 by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large storm system crossing the deep south and the southeastern United States will be the main weather story into the weekend. An impressive upper-level low moving through the south-central United States is sustaining the storm and injecting copious moisture northward from the Gulf of Mexico. As a result, widespread moderate to heavy rain is expected from Arkansas to the Ohio Valley. Another area of showers and thunderstorms is expected from Florida to Virginia, with the potential for 1 to 3 inches of rain, which could lead to some flooding, especially in areas that still have a snow cover on the ground from the recent winter storm. Flood watches are currently in effect from Maryland to northeastern parts of South Carolina, and also for southern Georgia and northeastern Florida. Strong to severe thunderstorms are also possible in the warm sector of this storm from northern Florida to the eastern Carolinas. Across the Pacific Northwest, another organized storm system will affect the region starting today. This will produce another significant round of rain and high mountain snow, though not as heavy as the previous storm, with falling snow levels in the wake of the cold front into the weekend. The next storm is forecast to reach Washington and Oregon by Sunday morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 19 degrees with a west wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 28, 79% relative humidity, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.45 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with rain showers possible near 50, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a few rain showers and highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 32 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 25, that's 4 degrees below normal. 0.07 of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, that amounted to 1.9 inches of snow. That's also the total for the month, which is 2.9 inches of snow below normal for December. And with 12.3 inches of snow for the season, that's 4.4 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low 22. The record high 63 set in 1901 and in 1881, and the record low 5 below zero in 1898. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with scattered rain showers possible today and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy, with a few rain and snow showers tonight in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with areas of drizzle this morning and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with light rain tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with areas of drizzle today and highs in the lower 40s. More clouds and rain tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with areas of drizzle today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with light rain likely tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with areas of drizzle today and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with light rain tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning showers, then mostly cloudy in the mid 40s. A chance of rain and snow showers Sunday, especially south of I-90 in the 30s. Scattered rain and snow showers Monday, becoming windy in the mid 30s. Windy and colder Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds upper 20s, mostly sunny lower to mid 30s Wednesday, and increasing clouds on Thursday with highs near 40. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.